November 22nd, PM, Gordon.
We have forgotten Bhagwan in this world for times, since times immemorial. We are in the cycle of birth and death, keep on taking birth and again dying. So many distresses we have to go through. We see that hundreds of thousands of people are dying every day. Hundreds and thousands of people are suffering every day, we see. Then also, we do not become renounced from this world. This is the astonishing act of Maya. This is called Bhavsagar, the material ocean. English.
You are taking birth, you are facing death, old age, so many rogues. We are testing all these things, but by the influence of Maya, we forget hope. We want that hope, we should be happy. By sex, enjoyment and other things. But they don't know anyone in this world could not be happy. Mahan Prabhu, can you tell that what is Bhavsagar? Bhavsagar. What is Bhavsagar? Bhavsagar kya hai? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Here are lots of thoughts and death. Asagar
means the ocean of material existence and the cycle of birth and death.
Thank you.
flushing.
I don't know about him.
So rog. So rog means disease. Bhava means material existence. So disease is a condition of suffering. And by receiving some treatment or medicine from an expert physician, one can overcome this suffering. So usually if someone has a disease, they can go to a doctor. Doctor will give medicine and some treatment, and the disease will go away for some time. But bhava rog means the disease of material existence. The symptoms of the disease of material existence are taking birth in this material world. This is the first symptom. Then one has to struggle against five types of suffering. Six. Hunger, thirst, fatigue, old age, disease, and death.
Yes, that's
and so the living entity is consistently again and again whipped by all these things. He has to work very hard in order to survive and protect himself in this world. He's always trying to create some situation of security, but there is no secure place in this world. In a moment, everything disappears, like foam, like bubbles in the ocean, and everyone we know, every place you have been, and everything that you have done, all becomes like just a puff of smoke. Disappears. Nothing is left, and again, one has to take birth. When one takes birth, one forgets all the suffering of the previous life and tries again, through karma, to elevate himself in this world, through jnana, to get salvation in personal liberation, or by karma, to develop mystic powers. But inevitably, all of these attempts fail, and the soul moves through the world, sometimes taking birth as a human being, sometimes taking birth as a king, sometimes as a very poor person, a sick person, sometimes taking birth in the heavenly planets, even up to the Brahma Park, and sometimes down to Nara. So in this way, the living entity is moving from the top to the bottom of the universe with absolutely no profit and no gain, no benefit, only hard labor, suffering, and misery. So this bhava rog, this material world is called pavarga. Pavarga means the pivarga. Pava bhava ma. Pa stands for parishram, hard work. Pa stands for pain. That means foam. That in this world one will have to work so hard that you are foaming at the mouth. Pa stands for bhai and fear. And ma stands for death. So this is the entire story of this world, pavarga. So one should try for apavarga, to be liberated from this world. Yet, any attempt of the living being to become free from this world will fail. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, tasmat. Therefore, gurum prapadeta jigyashu svayam uttamam. One should approach a qualified guru and inquire from him how to become free from our rogue, this disease of material existence.
Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is very merciful. This human form is rare, but anyhow he has given. Why he is given? Not for enjoyment. When you are hog, pigs, dog, you have enough test all these things, enjoyment. This human life is only for to realize who am I and who is Krishna, and for Krishna consciousness. So we should not forget. Don't go towards all worldly enjoyment. Daily I take class from this thing. I have realized this thing very low. So please, you all try to realize and engage your all senses in Krishna consciousness. And be always with sadhu. They can protect us. If you have done any offense to Vaishnavas, or branching sex desire and have into marriage and everything will come. So, only sadhu sangha can say, don't go beyond them and practice bhakti. This is the object of Krishna. That is why I have called all. But anyhow, to maintain life and give your whole energy in Krishna consciousness. After death, there is no certainty that what you will be. You will be donkey, monkey, or beast. What you will be. So, try to realize these things and give your whole attention, your senses engaged in Krishna consciousness under sadhu.
Yes, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is that told to Pachit Maharaj. Gopinam Paramanam Asik Govinda Darsani Jag Chanam Sutra Yugasatam Iva Jasam Jain Bhav. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is telling Pachit Maharaj. गोविंद के दर्शन से
बाय द दर्शन ऑफ गोविंद
गोपियों का परमानंद
गोपीज अचीव अनलिमिटेड ब्लिस व्हेन
कालिया दाग के
एट द टाइम ऑफ चेस्टाइजमेंट ऑफ कालिया द स्नेक
कालिया को उद्धार किया
ही लिबरेटेड कालिया
और तब पासी में
एंड देन नियर बाय
एक जंगल में रात
इन अ फॉरेस्ट He stayed in the night in the forest. He didn't go home that night. And that time, and then Kansa, some messengers, they burned the forest around Krishna. And that time, Krishna, he made everybody close the eyes and he drank all this fire. Then in the after the night, when he returned back home in the morning, then these gopis, seeing Krishna, they became very overjoyed. They experienced lot of joy. Without his darshan, the gopis, a single second for them is like millions of yogas, hundreds of yogas. We have left our homes, families. Come here. We are chanting Harinam. We are living in association of sadhus. But till now, we have not been able to develop such anurag towards Krishna. Do you ever realize this? Do you ever feel this lacking in your life? Ask your mind that, are you feeling bad about this ever? If you are married, a second you are away from your wife, you see, it seems like that, oh, so many years you are not with her. Try to understand. If the son goes away from the parents, in the night he doesn't come back, then the mother, father, how do they feel? They feel so much, they suffer so much. Whom you love, only in their separation you feel suffering. So,
Guru Vaishnava se suna hai.
We have heard from the Vaishnavas that Krishna is our worshipable. From him we have come here. We left our homes. How much separation do we feel from them? Think. Our prem, is it attachment? Our attachment is towards the material world, the people of the material world, or towards Guru and Vaishnavas? Think and measure it on a scale. Then leave all those things, just like the gopis, they had darshan of Krishna. After having darshan, when Krishna goes to graze the cows, then for them, for 1 second also, is like hundreds of yugas. The gopis themselves said,
अर्थ जब हमारे अन्य कान अन्न चुड़ी चुगाए थे मां अपस्य हे कृष्ण
ओ कृष्ण
वो चार के समय में जब तुम चले जाते
व्हेन यू गो अवे फॉर काउ ग्रेजिंग
माने विरह में सभी गोपियां मिलकर के रोती हुई गा रहे
ऑल द गोपीज आर सेइंग टुगेदर कृष्ण इज नॉट देयर दे आर क्राइंग इन सेपरेशन व्हेन यू गो अवे फॉर काउ ग्रेजिंग That time, we, for us, 1 second is like hundreds of yugas. And in your meeting, when we meet you, then Brahma's night also seems like our millions and millions of years are spent like a second. If we don't have so much maybe experience, realization, at least little we should think that, oh, how do I maintain this life uselessly? No, Narottam Das Thakur says, we should have this realization. What we are trying for, what we have, we should think, have we progressed on that path or no? Translation.
Chanting Harinam, we are in the association of sadhus, but still, we have not developed that anurag or that attachment to Krishna. But alas, we are not feeling any unhappiness for this. If someone goes and marries, then if the wife is away for 1 second without her, that will appear like hundreds of years. When the son does not come home, that night for the mother and father is like hundreds of years. Therefore, to that degree we have developed loving relation or prema towards someone, then to that same degree we'll feel viyo or separation. The Bhagavad Gita says, we have heard from our seniors, from the Vaishnavas, that Krishna is our Adhidev, or worshipful Lord. But we should measure within our own minds how much separation we have developed towards Him. How much separation we feel and how much love we feel for Guru, for Gurudev, for the Vaishnavas and for Krishna. And how much we have given our hearts to materialistic persons. The gopis have left everything for Krishna's service. Therefore, when Krishna goes cow grazing, the gopis say in the gopi gate, Kyutyu Gayate, 1 second without you appears like many, many yugas. 1 second appears like hundreds of thousands of years. And what is their situation in meeting? In Rasleela, that Rasleela was one night of Brahma, actually millions of years. But for the gopis, that millions of years passed like 1 second. Therefore, Sri Narottam Das Thakur says, Kena Ache Pram Ki Sukha Lakya. For what happiness am I maintaining my life? Therefore, we should take a measurement in our hearts how much we have developed separation. To that much degree we develop separation, then to that degree our bhajan has increased.
Tan Manasva Tada Lapa
Reading
Sat Vichesta Tatatmika Tat Gunati Eva Kayanto Natna Garani Sastra.
When Krishna he disappeared from the rasa dance, the gopis became very distressed and they tried to search Krishna all around. Even though they could not find him, then again till they could, they tried to search for him. Then they begin to think, Krishna, he has entered the deep dark forest. Oh, pebbles and thorns will be pricking his feet. He will suffer so much from these thorns. We should not go back home. That time, Tan Manasa means thinking about the qualities of Krishna, meditating on them, they became tadatme with Krishna and his qualities. Forgot everything else. They have a body of their own, they have a door, they have relatives, they have come from the home, nothing they remember. If you say, if they could not search Krishna, they should have gone back home. They don't even remember that they have a home. That where is my home? I have a body of my own. And Krishna disappeared. This was something very merciless that he behaved towards them. But still they are meditating on Krishna's qualities and describing his qualities, singing about his qualities, and became absorbed. Krishna is very nishtur, merciless. He is ungrateful. He has left us alone. We left our homes, household, and our dharma also. Our proper etiquette, social etiquettes also we left. No, he is very merciless. But he is very generous. He is very full of qualities, so beautiful, so handsome, so grateful, etc. Such they remembered how he is singing, how he was putting his hands on his shoulders, and he was putting embracing with both hands at the time of rasa dance. They remembered. Now they became totally absorbed in him and began to sing, chant his glories. they don't have any remembrances of their home, household, family members, whatever their efforts were. For whom? For what? Just for Krishna. They never were trying for this material world or for their feeding, for their meals, nothing. We also should try. Our efforts, all our efforts also. First of all, you should try to please Gurudev. Shuddha, Uttam, Rasik, Param Vaishnavas, who are for them, then this your service attitude they will take and offer to Radha and Krishna. You should try right from now. Don't try for material sense objects. Just like without trying, you achieve all distress. Like this, happiness will also come. Your life will be maintained. Do not worry. Jenkena upayena. Just become absorbed, meditate on Krishna only. You will get many things in this life, even after death you will get so many things, but this chance of Hari Bhajan you will not get. That time they are making a garland of flowers for Krishna, they are making a bed of flower petals. Whatever they are doing in their home or outside of home, they are nothing. They are caring about themselves. Even if they were decorating themselves, putting mascara in their eyes, nice ornaments they are wearing, why? That Krishna will become happy when he sees them. Nothing for themselves. When Krishna went away to Mathura, Dwaraka, then they forgot to decorate themselves also. They forgot to eat also. Everything they forgot. Day and night thinking about him. This is the moods of the gopis. We should also try to achieve such moods a little. Whatever our efforts are, should be for Krishna, for Radhaji. First of all for Gurudev, after that for Radha and Krishna. Translation.
When Sri Krishna disappeared from the Rasa-lila, the gopis became like maddened in grief, and they searched everywhere for Krishna. In all the places that were illuminated by the moonlight, the gopis searched for him there, but they could not find him. The gopis considered that Krishna must have entered into the dark forest to escape from us. In that dark forest there are many thorns that will prick his tender feet. Thinking of that, the gopis experienced unlimited unhappiness. Tatmanaska alapa tapi chetas tadatmika. And alap, feeling separation from Krishna, they became tadatmik with him. They became oneness with him in feelings. Do they think, shall we go home now? We have not found Krishna. No. They had even forgotten where are our homes. They had forgotten we have a body. They had forgotten everything in separation from Sri Krishna. Even they were thinking, Krishna is very cruel. He is ungrateful. We have given up everything for him, including chastity of a woman, Arya Dharma, religious propensities. We have given up all these for him and he has left us. How ungrateful he is. Then the gopis also become absorbed in remembering his other qualities like his kindness, his generosity and his mercy. And keeping one hand upon another and becoming absorbed, they remembered their meeting with Krishna. How they and kept one hand upon another and began to dance. They remembered that meeting. In the separation from Krishna, they forgot everything else. So we should also become like that. All our endeavors should be for Sri Krishna. Our eating and sleeping. Everything. Everything the gopis do is only for the exclusive pleasure of Sri Krishna. Therefore, first we should perform our bhakti in this way towards Sri Guru. All our endeavors should be for the happiness of Sri Guru. And when Guru sees our mood, then he himself will place that service that we have towards him, he will place that on the feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, we should not endeavor in any way for material enjoyment. In the same way that unhappiness and misery come automatically, in the same way, material enjoyment like marriage and things like that will also come automatically. There is no need to endeavor for it at all. Therefore, Sukhupa Goswami has said, Yena Tena Pakarina Mana Krishna Na Sevya. Anyhow, any way, the mind should be absorbed in Sri Krishna. In every single lifetime, we will get the chance for material enjoyment. As hogs, pigs, dogs, and camels, we have enjoyed all that. There is no need to endeavor for that at all. The gopis never perform any activity for their own enjoyment. Even their bodily functions like applying makeup, combing their hair, eating, that is only for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna. And when Krishna went to Dwarka, then the gopis performed no activity like eating or placing makeup on. Therefore we should also try to do like that. First towards Sri Gurudev, then towards Srimati Radhika.
देखिए रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी
लिसन रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी
कृष्ण भक्ति के लिए विराट ऐश्वर्य
ही फॉर कृष्ण भक्ति ही लेफ्ट अनलिमिटेड ऑपुलेंसेस वेल्थ एंड अ वाइफ एज ब्यूटीफुल एज द डेमी गॉडेस नॉट सम ओल्ड वुमन Not some ugly woman. Not that her teeth were protruding out from her lips, mouth. Not black. Very beautiful. Who is more beautiful than the apsaras, the damsels of the heavenly planets? What is that? Miss Universe. More beautiful than Miss Universe. And he left all these. How? How did he leave them? Thinking that this is a cause of trouble, immediately he left. Never even remembered again. This is necessary. You have to understand these things. Even more than the mother is beloved your own wife. But he left it just like a blade of grass. What to speak about is Krishna himself is Vishaya Vigraha. He is the enjoyer. With the gopis, he is tasting the Rasa Leela and other pastimes. Especially with Srimati Radhika ji. His prem was very, very high. But for Jiva Shiksha, he incarnated as Sachanand Mahaprabhu, Gaurhari Mahaprabhu, in very young age. Wife, young and beautiful like the demigoddess, he left her forever. Never he saw her face again. Remember all these things. Remember. It is not so easy to attain Bhagawan that you will just click your fingers and he is attained. Bhagawan's Maya is also astonishing. People like Brahma, when he sees his daughter, also develops lusty desires. Understand these things. His own daughter. She was very beautiful. When she saw that Brahmaji is becoming attracted to me, he took on the form of a deer. Brahma also took on the form of a deer. This is Maya. And started following her. Maya is... You should understand Maya to be fire covered with a cloth. You understand? Inferno covered with cloth. Where if you will enter this, you will get burnt. Just like these small mosquitoes, they enter the fire and get burnt. Don't get burnt. Stay with Vaishnavas, follow the instructions. Stay away from these things. Especially gambling, women. Bhagwan has made women to be very beautiful. You understand this to be his maya. Try to save yourself from these things. Think of it to be a well. Women also should think like this. Women also should think about men like this. Our elderly who are devotees, ladies, they understand these things. But the young girls do not understand these things. They should understand these things. Perform Bhagwan's bhajan. There is nothing in sex enjoyment. It's a blazing inferno. It will burn you, it will burn your bhakti also. Beware. That is why I have called you all here. Be very careful, stay here, perform Bhagwan's bhajan, and then progress on bhakti. After that, after this, the drama will be here.
Hare Krishna, today after fire sacrifice, we have collected all the sons of the Gurudev. After this consolation, they can come and offer to the Gurudev. Let it from that side and then from this side. Hare Krishna. Jara Bhagavan pare dikha korechen, tara apnader dikha Gurudev ke seguno diye jan. Bhagavan ke paas jo diksha kiya hai, wo log aakar ke priya samarpan kare.
Gurudev giving some very, very wonderful instructions here. We should always remember the example of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. For the attainment of Krishna, what he gave up? He gave up so much opulence like Indra. He gave up a most attractive wife who was like a heavenly damsel. He did not give up some old black woman with no teeth. His wife was like Miss Universe and very, very devoted to him. But how he left her, thinking she is troubled, she is a burden, she is a difficulty. When he loved her very happily, he never remembered her. The wife is more dear to the husband than even the mother and the father are. But to achieve Krishna, he left her as if she was most insignificant. Krishna himself is Visaya Vigraha, the embodiment of the ultimate enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. And especially he enjoyed the association of Srimati Radhika, who has the most excellent form of prem. But that's Visaya Vigraha, that supreme enjoyer, seeing Krishna, in order to teach the jivas of this world a lesson, he came to this world in the form of a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to give the jivas of this world the teachings how to achieve Krishna, he personally gave the example by giving up his very beautiful and devoted wife, Sri Vishnu Priya. He never saw her face again. We should always remember this personal example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not think that to get Bhagavan is so easy, just like clicking the fingers. We'll have to sacrifice like Raghunatha Swami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave by their own personal example. How powerful is Maya? Even the Guru of the universe, Lord Brahma, when he created a daughter, then he became attracted sexually towards her. When she saw my own father is approaching me, then she took the form of a deer and ran. And Brahmaji was so much influenced by Maya, he also took the form of a male deer and ran behind her to catch her. Then we should understand the illusory potency is most bewildering and very powerful. She makes a very dangerous thing appear very sweet, like covering a fire by a fine cloth. If you touch it, you will be burnt. Therefore, don't touch. We should always follow the order of the spiritual master and stay in the association of the Vaishnavas. They will save us. Otherwise, nobody can save you from this. Especially, brahmacharis and sannyasis should understand. A young woman especially is like a deep, dark well covered by grass. And also, women should understand that a man is also like that. Young women especially are very unfortunate because they have not understood that the association of man is death to themselves and death to bhakti. Old women can understand, but young women cannot understand. I've called them, they all should understand this very carefully. We should stay very carefully and perform our bhajan and achieve secrets.
Tomorrow morning 5 o'clock. Our group at 5 o'clock will go to Khadirvan, Kokilvan, Yavat, Kwasivan, Charan Pahadi, and these places that will go. English.
On party we go Khadirvan, Kokilvan, Yavat, and Charan Pahadi, so many places. So at 5, you should obey your prasad.
Hare Krishna. So after her sacrifice, she has collected Diksha.